Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Today we continue to pray for the strengthening of families prayer focus. Today we're going to pray for those that are adopted, orphans, and foster kids, both the parents and the children. James 1:27 admonishes, pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. We thank you, Father, that today we have children that are waiting to be adopted, some in orphanages, others in foster system. Each kid needs a family and their support and love. Kids want a forever family. Couples need a forever kid. And we are blessed to be part of a forever family in Christ. Let's celebrate that we've been adopted into God's family and pray for those needing to be part of a family. So, Father, we lift up those that are waiting for adoption, that are hoping that the process will be smooth, that they will adapt well, that the foster children in the system will be placed with people who will truly care for them. And when the foster children at the end of the system are finished, that they will be able to transition into life and still have connections with people that raise them. We pray for the foster parents. We pray that they will do things out of love and not just for the money. We pray that the social workers, the same, that for the right reasons, ethically, lovingly, treating them as their own. We pray for adoptive parents to be matched with the right child and that they will be able to raise them up in the ways of you, Lord, and when they get older, they will not depart from it. We pray for all of them to have patience, the ability to love through assimilation. Both the foster and adoptive parents would be supported by their extended family. And Father, we give you gratitude for having you as a Father who will never leave us nor forsake us and who has provided us as a forever family. We thank you for the movie about Possum Trot and how the church, that particular church, decided that they were going to foster as many kids as possible until their whole church and the church helped each other through the fostering process, because a lot of the children came with a lot of emotional issues and physical issues. And so, Father, we thank you that that church serves as an emblem, as a lighthouse, as a way for if all the churches in our country just took on a few foster kids, there would be no foster children. The same thing with orphans. So, Lord, we do pray that churches will take them on, that they will find ways to help support that from the pulpit to whatever place in the church that can happen. We thank you that prayer support, that village mentality, that others could help out and watch them on days when the parents need to be able just to take a break or have a date. We pray, God, that will be a huge success. And we just pray for churches to open their hearts and their minds and their homes to these children who have no one to call mom or dad. And we thank you, Lord, for orphans and know that they concern you greatly. We know that, God, that you want everyone to take care of them, your people especially, to take care of the orphans and the widows. And so, Lord, we lift up those that are in our country that have no parents at all, whether they are older or younger. We pray, God, that they will have a sense of belonging to the body of Christ, and people within the church will take them on as their own kid. And that they would be able to do holidays together and celebrations and be able to feel like they have a part of someone that they can connect to. And may the body of Christ be that family to one another as well. And we just thank you, Father, for the great things that you are going to do. And by the time the end of this year, the amazing things that you're going to do among the foster kids, those that are up for adoption, and orphans in our county, in the mighty name of Jesus.